Why do so many new businesses fail?
John, I think it's a variety of reasons. New business failure rate continues to be very high. Although I think you hear lots of different pieces of advice and statistics people throw around. The Small Business Administration right now does say 44% of new businesses do survive 4 years or more. So it's not a doom and gloom. I think there are a core number of reasons that these businesses do fail. You know, number one, it's a lack of focus. People lose focus all the time. I think it's one of the key things. And Jim Cook was a co-founder of Netflix, and it's a wonderful story about an individual that had a vision for a company that met a need that wasn't available in the market at the time. And he saw it with this bulldog tenacity. He saw it from this idea to execution to very successful growth.
Let's just remind people what Netflix is.
Netflix, Jim Cook recognizes back in 1997 when he was tired of late fees for his rental of DVDs. And this was at a time when DVDs were just hitting the scene in a Broadway. He was tired of going down to the local video store on a rainy Sunday to have to pick up DVDs. He came up with the idea that if you can use the internet and use technology and create an operational process that was truly world-class and excellent, you could rent DVDs from the comfort of your own home and have them delivered within roughly one business day. And the entire process is seamless. You select the titles you'd like online. You can create a queue and prioritize them. They're delivered within roughly one business day, I think, in just about all the country now. Come with a prepaid return envelope. And he recounts in interviews all the people that said that he couldn't do it, all the naysayers out there. And I think it's a good lesson for all of us. Look, there are always going to be naysayers, and you can't dismiss them. You got to listen to them. And that's a critical thing. I think too many people, you know, do one of two things. They hear a lot of naysayers and they get depressed and they think, oh, maybe this isn't the right idea. Or they ignore what these individuals are saying. You got to listen to them. But what any good entrepreneur did, and certainly what Jim Cook did, was you take each one of the objections, you group them, you catalog them, and you come up with a unique solution for each one of those. And that's the power of, I think, a successful entrepreneur is that, yes, look, you keep your ears open, you keep your mind active, you come up with creative solutions, you listen to the objections, you create unique solutions, and you fulfill that vision. And it was a very simple-minded vision.